This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of years ago, our China correspondent, Rob Schmitz, did a series of stories about pollution in that country. Pollution in the air, in the ground, and in the water. A government report not too long ago, a Chinese government report to be clear, showed 80% of underground water there is too toxic to drink. So Rob revisits his series now from a village in central China.
3 years ago, I sat beside the bed of Zhang Rinxiang as the 42-year-old lay dying of uterine cancer. She and dozens of others here in Liuchong Village in Hubei Province have petitioned China's government and complained on state-run television that they've been poisoned by Dasheng Chemical, a company that manufactures phosphate fertilizer on a hill above the village. 2 days after I visited Zhang, she died. She's buried here on a hillside above the village. Spring rain from low dark clouds overhead soaked the terrace plots of bright yellow rapeseed surrounding her grave.
She was a good person, very outgoing.
Xu Huiping stands with an umbrella, bowing to her friend's tomb. The two belong to the same village farming collective. Xu walks across the hillside to the next hill. Nothing grows on top of this one.
This is where they dumped the phosphogypsum. You see the gray ash underneath the topsoil here? That's why nothing will ever grow here.
Phosphogypsum is a byproduct of making fertilizer. It's radioactive, and according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, it contains cancer-causing chemicals like arsenic, uranium, and radium. That's why the agency has prohibited the use of it in the U.S. A 200-foot-high hill of phosphogypsum ash looms over Liuchong Village, a stark whitish-gray peak that grows taller each day as Dasheng Chemical's trucks unload more ash on top of it. When the wind blows, the radioactive ash falls like fine snow over the village. And when it rains, its toxic chemicals seep into the ground. Tests of the water in this village, funded by the European Union, show arsenic levels nearly 200 times what China considers safe. Levels of fluoride are 900 times higher than the national standard.
All this pollution is illegal, but what can we do? We're just ordinary people, and we're stuck here.
A doctor who is assigned to treat patients here calls the village hopeless.
Our only hope is that journalists get the word out. Living here is a death sentence.
3 years ago, state-run CCTV, China's most popular television news organization, broadcast a half-hour documentary about the health problems of villagers here. The report said back then, 20 villagers had died of cancer, likely caused by Dasheng's pollution. This doctor says out of 300 villagers who live near Dasheng Chemical's factory, she's now lost 30 to cancer, and five more will likely die soon.
Patients come to see me every day because they feel weak and dizzy. I estimate 80 to 90% of the people in this village are suffering from low white blood cell counts or anemia.
She's agreed to speak for this report as long as her name isn't used because she says Dasheng Chemical's owner, a man named Zhong Shoubin, has threatened villagers to not talk to outsiders about his company's pollution.
He has told us that if we say anything bad about his company, he'll have us killed.
CCTV's 2013 documentary featured a villager who said Dasheng's owner threatened to have her run over by a truck. Others Marketplace interviewed say they, too, have witnessed these threats. But it hasn't stopped villagers, some dying of cancer, from traveling to Beijing to petition China's central government to clean up the pollution. That hasn't worked either, says villager Tian Fuxue.
They sent us to a local police station, detained us, and then our local government officials picked us up and promised to compensate us, but nobody's ever cleaned up this mess.
Marketplace contacted Dasheng Chemical owner Zhong Shoubin. He refused an interview. We also contacted several local officials. None of them answered our interview requests.
Personally, I think that Dasheng Chemical obtained a free pass from the provincial government and the Environmental Protection Bureau.
Li Jun is the former village chief of Liuchong. He says he was fired because he allowed too many of his villagers to petition to Beijing. I spoke to him in 2013 while he took care of his father, who was dying of cancer.
As the former leader of this village, I feel ashamed. Our villagers are telling the truth, and I have appealed to my superiors many times. But nothing has ever been done to stop the pollution.
Interview requests to both the Hubei provincial government and China's Ministry of Environmental Protection went unanswered.
Water pollution is a severe problem in China, especially in rural areas.
Jiang Wenlai is a researcher at the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences in Beijing.
If this cannot be solved, it will do enormous damage to China's economy. But the government is now starting to pay a lot of attention to the environmental problems in rural China.
Zhang and other scientists in Beijing are encouraged by China's new Minister of Environmental Protection, Chen Jining. Since the former water expert took his position 3 years ago, he's encouraged citizens to document water pollution via social media and report it to authorities. He's also vowed to get tough on polluters. But so far, these new efforts have been aimed at the wealthy class in urban China, and polluted Liuchong Village is far from Beijing. After years of protesting in front of county government offices, the local government finally agreed to begin piping cleaner drinking water to villagers. The new water comes from the nearby Han River, a waterway that, according to China's top hydrologist, has been increasingly prone to pollution since part of it was diverted to Beijing in 2014 to solve that city's water shortage. Xu Huiping says the county government asked each villager to pay the equivalent of $300, more than a month's salary, to pay for the new water.
The government should pay for it, and the factory should pay even more for it. We shouldn't have to pay. They polluted our water.
Better drinking water came too late for Zhang Rinxiang, whose rain-soaked grave overlooks the village where she used to live, and beyond that, hills of radioactive ash. Her friend Xu Huiping points to her tomb.
Her name isn't on the tombstone yet. It's our custom to wait 3 years. The anniversary will be here soon, and her name will be etched into the stone.
And when it is, the death of the latest villager in Liuchong to succumb to cancer will be official. In Liuchong Village, Hubei Province, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.